Light snow fell throughout the South Island on Wednesday morning as the Greater Victoria Flower Count, the region's way of bragging about its weather to the rest of Canada, officially got underway. Snowfall was reported by residents throughout the region, with heavier snowfall in the Bear Mountain area of Langford and the Malahat. BC Transit was bracing Tuesday night in anticipation of the cold weather and forecast snow, but no alerts had been posted as of 7:30 a.m. Wednesday. Drive BC did not report any problems just prior to morning rush hour, and its webcams show clear roads and highways as falling snow mostly melted once hitting pavement. Many roads and bike lanes in the capital region appeared to be salted this week in preparation for possible snow. Winter tires or chains continue to be required on most highway routes in BC until April 30. MCON Services, which maintains highways on the South Island, said Tuesday that crews were pre-treating roads with anti-icing agents. Environment Canada is forecasting a high of 5°C in Victoria with flurries and rain showers to end late this morning, followed by mainly cloudy skies with 40% chance of rain showers. Tonight is forecast to be mainly cloudy with 40% chance of showers early this evening, clearing later and dipping to 0°C. Similar conditions are expected elsewhere on the island's east coast, with a chance of flurries or rain showers and below freezing temperatures forecast for Duncan and Nanaimo. Qualicum Beach's forecast calls for a mix of sun and cloud, as do those for Courtenay, Comox, Campbell River, Port Alberni and Tofino. The chilly March temperatures come ahead of this weekend's time change, when clocks spring forward 1 hour to daylight savings time on Sunday at 2 a.m. Seharnet at timescolonist.com.